Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Greg with the day off. We've got Chris in here already arguing with Boomer before he even turned the mics on, so that means we got a good day ahead. How are you, sir?
I'm great. We were just chatting it
By
up.
By the way, do you know where this guy's
having
going?
A conversation?
Where is are he you going? Aware of this? We're going to visit Mike Tyson and a tiger in Vegas coming up this week.
Are you really? Good for you there, Steve.
I mean, not by myself.
All right,
Chris
good.
Lopresti is headed to Vegas for, and I don't know when
I think
the hell
this changed. It's 110 degrees there, by the way.
I love it. Yeah, it's a dry heat, Boomer. No problem.
It's a dry heat. Yeah, okay,
going
yeah.
for a 7-day bachelor party.
It's
you think
not
they're really
7
worried
days.
About the heat?
No, I don't think it's 7 days. No. CO doesn't seem
it's
to be
not,
like,
it's not.
Have
all
that
right,
kind
fine.
Of money.
It's 5-6 days.
It's guys are in and out. You
How
know?
Long is Tom going?
He will be there from Wednesday night until
Monday
morning.
Oh,
yeah,
it's his wedding.
He's getting married
forever.
In September.
Oh, he is.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I didn't get invited.
You didn't get
the
save
invitation,
the date.
The invitations haven't gone out.
Good. Don't send me one.
There was a save wow. the date. Well, we discussed this, like what the proper gift is if you really don't want to go,
right?
Because
no,
it's like
no.
3 hours
I
away.
I haven't seen that kid in like 5 years, so I don't know.
Well, he's here. You just flipped right past him at this point. He lost a lot of weight too.
God.
So basically, they're going.
Actually, someone's
going
to marry him.
Very nice girl.
I'm sure she is.
She's awesome.
She when better you, be.
Did you ever hear of 5-day bachelor parties now?
No.
And 6-day bachelor parties?
I have not, no.
Listen, when it's Vegas, you got to take
the,
advantage.
Run down the list of guys that are going to this mess.
Ah, geez. Guys that work here, Mike Carver, who actually works at the network now. JJ will be involved for a couple of days.
JJ after dark running around Vegas.
Who else from here
Everybody
is going?
Better be healthy.
Paul Rosenberg, who's one of our producers here at The Fan, one of our guys. Also,
like
James Ward, who used to work at The Fan and the network, now at SNY. So we got some behind-the-scenes buddies going.
Kind of sounds like a party you don't want to miss.
That's well, right.
You
that.
Talk trash if you want.
We will
have a good time. We're staying at the Mirage.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
we did this 4 years ago for another buddy's wedding, so now we're going back.
All right. Well, listen, have a good time.
We
be
will.
Careful. Be safe. Don't do anything stupid, C-Lo.
Anybody be arrested this week?
I sure hope not. Can't rule anything
know,
out.
Though.
You know?
Right.
Speaking
I mean,
of,
is,
by
is,
the
is
way.
There's not one of those electronic shows going on out there, is there?
There may be. I don't know. I
they mean, have their plans. Going to be a lot of pool parties, I was told.
Pool parties, yeah.
Oh,
some
that's
night,
great.
You know, some clubs.
Get JJ
we have a full itinerary.
Everybody's healthy.
Well, JJ doesn't fly until Saturday. He'll be like Ooh. Shot out of a cannon for 48 hours.
That's
and then
when the party starts.
He'll basically
when JJ arrives.
Land
yes.
at JFK, you know, Sunday morning, drive here and do a show, you know,
overnight.
Will
that be the night of the
like
Sapphire
that?
Club?
I don't know.
Saturday night
and
when
by,
JJ shows up.
And by the way, you know, Chris and I were not arguing.
No.
We were just discussing the parameters of the Jets contract
yeah.
offer to Sam Darnold.
I know
and I was
look.
Saying.
I know his look.
I was getting an opinion from Boomer.
I think the player would probably say. So what about the offsets? Who cares? You know, but I think the team has got to say, you got to take this clause out. If you're fined or suspended, we can void your contract. You just got
to
take it out.
Chris started to take the team side asking questions, and you got the player look in your eye.
I think the whole thing's asinine, and I think the players are screwed in this league. You know that, and I know
that. I do. I agree with that.
I don't want to make it sound like I'm siding with the teams because I know the player almost 9 times out of 10, maybe close to 10 times out of 10, gets screwed. All I'm saying is I don't think the Jets are doing anything specifically in this negotiation different than they do in other negotiations.
Yeah, but
that's
they're
all
doing
saying.
Something significantly different than every other team
Not every,
does.
No, there's
Almost
four or five other teams, according to multiple
well, four
reports.
Four or five other teams.
So okay, well, it's not like they're
the
only
that
team that does
way.
It.
But the point being is that people are saying and writing that Sam Darnold should sign the contract because Baker Mayfield signed his contract, Josh Allen
yes.
signed his contract,
That's
and
about
Josh
the
Rosen
offsets, which is
signed
different.
His contract.
Yes.
You know, at the end of the day, they're not the same. They're not arguing over the same things because the Jets have a clause in their contract that I guess the Browns do not have and the Bills do not have.
Right.
Now, I don't know about the Cardinals. The Cardinals, who knows what the hell they're doing. But I will say this, that it's not accurate to say that he is being asked to sign the exact same type of contract.
I would agree with that, yes.
Okay, so let's throw that out.
We have
out.
Common ground.
Yes. See,
awesome.
I'm fair. Yeah,
okay.
I can be reasoned with. You
now
know?
Play some Yankee highlights.
All
yes.
right, brought to you by Rex Real Estate. Pay only 2% to sell your home with Rex and with Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez on the DL. Aaron Hicks stepping up for the Yanks over the weekend, especially on Sunday.
Pitch swung on and drilled to right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Oh, what a bullet by Aaron Hicks. A bullet down the right field line. Hicks hits one to the sticks.
Right off that screen attached to the right field foul pole.
He tried to bunt.
Sure.
He tried to push bunt to the left side and didn't get it down.
By the way, a bunch of their guys have been doing that in recent days.
Bird did it the other day.
Bird did
it.
I think Romine did one day as well. I had missed that bunt attempt yesterday. I did see the home run.
Yes.
I was in and out of the game.
That's
it was a two-run shot in the first inning. John Sterling here on the Fan. Hicks providing some early run support for newcomer Jay Happ.
I mean, anytime we're ahead, we feel comfortable, especially with our pitchers that we got. And, you know, we're just able to keep it going.
Hicks, courtesy of he ended up 3-for-3 with the homer, a double, a walk, couple runs scored out of the cleanup spot, and Happ pitched well in his Yankees debut, took a shutout into the sixth before allowing a solo homer to Salvi Perez. Still plenty good enough to earn the win as the Yanks doubled up the Royals at the stadium 6-3, taking 3-4 from Kansas City. Aaron Boone happy to see his new left-hander settle right in.
It's a significant due to the rotation that helps in not just the days he pitches, hopefully, but also just makes our staff and our bullpen as a whole a little bit better.
You would agree. You can't get nuts, though. I mean, it's the Royals.
No, but it's a good start, you know?
Well, okay.
Well, what do you want? You can only pitch against the teams that you're facing, Jerry.
I agree,
you know?
But 6 innings against this lineup, let's see him next week.
He did what he should have done. How's that?
Cold water on, you know, his first foray.
On the headlines that basically says Don Drysdale pitched yesterday.
What was the last time that you put the pinstripes on and went out there in front of 48,000 people?
Sell out yesterday against the cops.
20 sellouts.
Yesterday.
So that ties the record for the new stadium.
Way, they beat a guy by the name of Birch Smith.
All right,
that
we
looks
get
like
it.
A cross between Robert Gesellman and Jacob DeGrom.
They're 41 under .500.
When he pitches against the better teams, we'll see.
Well, he's got the Red Sox coming up later this week, so we'll find out.
You know,
for sure.
Still Major League Baseball. You still have to go out there and do it, Jerry.
The Royals are 40 games under .500.
They touched up Luis Severino on Saturday, that's for sure.
Got rid of Mike Moustakas, Hosmer's in San Diego. I mean, could you name five guys in the lineup?
By the way, you know, you think the Mets are bad? This is a team that beat the Mets in a World Series.
And that's not the same team.
I know, but what I'm saying is, Jerry, do you have to call people names?
He does, yes.
It's fine.
By the way, I listened. Why are you not wearing the yellow shirt today, tough guy?
Because I came from Long Beach Island. That's why.
All right.
Tomorrow. I will be happy to wear the yellow shirt tomorrow.
All right, but the point being is that, you know, like you go out there, you still have to perform, and the fact is that you think, like, we as Met fans are sick over our Met season this year. Think about the team that beat us in the World Series in 2015. Look at that. Look at that track.
At least they won, though.
I know, but look at what they're dealing with.
Yeah, nothing. Ned Yost looks out and says, who's this guy at second base?
I mean, when are they going to fire Ned Yost? Because he can't get through to the players.
They're not.
Come on, really good players.
Big Ned Yost hit with Ed Randall yesterday morning here on the Fan.
Nice.
Ed Randall does a great job of getting that opposing manager every week.
No doubt about it.
Good.
Visiting managers clubhouse, taking time out of their game day preparations
What are their game day preparations? Come on.
I'm not really sure, that's always the line at the end of the interview. Thank you for taking time out of your game day preparation.
I know what he says, but I mean, it is like at 8 o'clock in the morning, right?
Eight or nine, something like that.
They had a 1 o'clock game yesterday, so I guess you could say that, right?
Let's see. When was I? It was in the car.
I would say 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, some 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Rick Wolf on from 8 to 9?
Yes, he is. Right. So from somewhere between 9 and 11. Glad we squared that away. To Happ's credit, he didn't BS with the media, even though he is 35, admitted to some nerves in the early going.
I think I'd be lying if I said no. I think for sure you're definitely wanting to have good results. They traded for you. There's some pressure in that.
But his ability to handle it,
there
a
is
big
pressure.
Reason
you're
why.
Handle the pressure.
The Yanks.
Yeah, okay. When he pitches at Fenway, he'll see pressure.
Oh, boy, you are tough.
I'm not.
That's fair.
I'm not
it's
tough.
Fair.
He
did what he was supposed to do yesterday.
Exactly.
So
all
we'll
I said
move
was
on
it's not crazy.
Did Eovaldi do what he was supposed
yes,
to do yesterday?
Yes, he
did. Yes,
very much
of course.
So. We'll get to that in a second. Okay. Well,
how about Eovaldi against Happ?
Yeah, Saturday.
7-7 going to the fourth inning.
Yeah, yes. Saturday.
That's
going
to be great.
A couple of minor moves over the weekend for the Yanks to make space for Happ. They ship out some guys who won't make the 40-man roster in the offseason, and they added some international bonus pool money, which they quickly used yesterday on a guy I won't even bother telling you about. Jason Shreve was one of the casualties, traded to the Cardinals Saturday night, and he took the news kind of hard.
I knew we had to make a move. I just didn't know what it was going to be, and I prepared myself for it.
Are you disappointed?
I love it here. I mean, these are my friends. I've been here 4 years, and it's going to suck to leave him.
He was pretty much on the verge of tears in the clubhouse. He had an up and down 4 years with the Yanks working out of the pen. Off day today, couple of home games against the Orioles before moving on to Boston for that big four-game series with the Red Sox Thursday through Sunday.
Here's the look-ahead games, Boomer?
I would hope not. They better not be.
Not with the way they've played the Orioles this year.
Here comes Buck Showalter is right, but I think
his double A lineup.
You need to take care of business is what you need to do.
Better not have Chris Davis hitting home runs again.
That's why yesterday.
I said it was a must-win weekend. They took three out of four.
It wasn't pretty, but they got three.
I would have liked to seen 4 out of 4.
There is real concern, though, I do think, for Severino.
There has to be.
Yes.
4 in a row?
Just correct.
Stuff just doesn't quite seem to be the same. The velocity is fine, but the crispiness, as Boone would say, hasn't quite been there.
Maybe it had to do with him not pitching them against the Mets.
I guess. There's the other thing, too, about the headlines. Like, do you see the headline about Chapman with his second straight sharp out? He wasn't sharp Saturday.
No.
He wasn't. Yesterday,
yesterday,
I agree.
He was. Yes.
That's what I mean. Like, the way these things get written, and I know it's not the writers, in a lot of cases, it's the headline writers.
Yes.
Like, you read that, you think, wow, he must have been dominant. He wasn't the day before. He got very lucky, actually, on, I forget what the pitch was. He was on the verge of throwing the ball all over the place again. So, second straight sharp outing, not so much.
There you
Yesterday,
go.
Yes.
Jerry's cutting through the BS, getting right to the facts.
No, I'm not.
I'm with you.
It's just some things get written properly.
Right, here's the unofficial pitching rotation for the Yanks this week. You got Tanaka Tuesday tomorrow against Baltimore, followed by Sonny Gray. Pretty sure those are locked in. And then it's listed as Sabathia, Severino, Happ, and Tanaka again for the Sunday nighter at Fenway. Yanks are still 5.5 back of Boston. 4 in the loss column. The Sox did blank the Twins Sunday 3-0. The aforementioned Nate Eovaldi, 7 shutout innings in his Red Sox debut on only 82 pitches, by the way. Probably could have gone even deeper. They host the Phillies tonight and tomorrow, and then they get their off day on Wednesday. As for the Mets, Zach Wheeler taking matters into his own hands against the Pirates.
1-1, a drive to right field by Wheeler. That's hooking down the line. That ball right to the base of the wall. Wheeler on his way to second. Guillorme coming around third. The relay throw dropped. Will not be made. The Mets have the lead 1-0. Zach Wheeler gets it done. If no one else will do it, well, by golly, Zach will do it.
Josh Lewin, fifth inning call, WOR. RBI double for Wheeler. The only run of the game is the Mets blank the Pirates at PNC Park. 1-0.
If I would have told you at the start of the season, the Mets are going to have Jose Bautista, Jeff McNeilen, and Austin Jackson hitting 4, 5, 6 in their lineup.
Jeez.
It is amazing.
It's unbelievable. It is amazing.
Wheeler
went 6 innings, allowed 5 hits, walked 1, struck out 7. First time in his big league career, he has won 3 consecutive starts. What is the biggest difference for him right now?
Me being healthy. I can really concentrate and do what I want to do between starts.
Getting his work in on the side. Mickey Callaway, though, says it's all about Wheeler's swag.
His ability to stand up on the mound and look confident, and not only look confident, but go about his business in a confident way.
Speaking of confidence, Anthony Swarzak finally building some 3 straight scoreless outings. He earned the save in this one, a 1-2-3 ninth, as the Mets did earn a split of the 4-game series. Back to Wheeler, trade deadline tomorrow afternoon. Saw John Heyman tweet yesterday that Wheeler seems to have turned a corner, thus the Mets are looking for a return that reflects that.
They should.
And to this point, no one has really come close, so I wouldn't hold your breath on him getting dealt if you were looking for them to do that. Noah Syndergaard likely to return for the DL and start Wednesday in D.C. That'll be the finale of a quick 2-game series with the Nationals. The Mets did trade Asdrubal Cabrera to the Phillies before Friday's game, got back a pretty decent prospect in 23-year-old 6'6" right-hander Franklin Kilame.
Ninth or tenth prospect in their system, I think.
Yes, and he went to AA and had a pretty solid start for them yesterday. Elsewhere, 6-member class inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame Sunday. First ballot electees Chipper Jones and Jim Tomei, along with Vladimir Guerrero, Trevor Hoffman, Jack Morris, and Alan Trammell. Chipper spoke first just in case his pregnant wife went into labor. He received big-time praise for his speech. Here he is on his love for Atlanta and the Braves fan base.
You cheered me on through the career highs. You stuck by me through life's lows. I will never forget that. You're the reason I never wanted to play anywhere else.
19 years in total with the Braves. And with the 6 new members, you actually had a record 57 living Hall of Famers on stage for the ceremony yesterday.
You know the shame of that isn't? Even Gary Cohen was talking about this yesterday, and he's done it in the past, too. They do these Hall of Fame induction ceremonies on Sundays when, I mean, like, why don't you do that over the All-Star weekend or the All-Star break,
That's
rather.
A good idea, actually.
Like, you have one of those, especially now that you really have extended it to Friday. I know you get the one game on Thursday. Do it on the Thursday, the All-Star break, when there's nothing going on.
Speaking of which, Bruce Bochy took a red eye from wherever the heck the Giants, forget if they were at home, I think they were, through Chicago to get to Cooperstown for Trevor Hoffman. So Hensley Mullins actually managed the Giants yesterday. She had Bochy there in attendance.
You don't need your manager not being in a game.
Right. Bochy took a red eye from San Francisco, I believe, to Chicago, and then flew from Chicago to Albany, and then drove 75 minutes.
It was quite a journey.
To Cooperstown. So, yeah, it was a journey, and he had to be there because of both Alan Trammell and Trevor Hoffman.
Yes, Trevor, yes, that's right. And Paul Molitor, as a Hall of Famer, was there as well.
Plane at this point.
That would be a very expensive, long private plane.
In a couple of World Series, I'm thinking he's probably
if he's paying
right.
for it, which I think he probably was, he's probably flying coach.
he just
still was a manager and a coach.
Through Chicago
very
to
frugal.
Albany and rented a Yaris to get to Cooperstown.
Yeah, those guys are frugal, come on. Jerry. That's the way it is.
Oh, right. God. Braves
can't be
lefty.
Big spenders like you.
Yeah. Look at me.
Every weekend doing
I got
something.
Nothing.
You got nothing. Like you said, I came from Long Beach Island. Couldn't get my yellow shirt in time for today.
That is true.
All right. Braves lefty Sean Newcomb was one out, really one strike away from the franchise's first no-hitter since 1994. Broken up by Chris Taylor's clean single in the top of the ninth, Atlanta did beat the Dodgers 4-1, but unfortunately for Newcomb, that all became an afterthought. He had to apologize for racist, homophobic, and sexist tweets he sent out as a teenager. Those surfaced as he was chasing the no-no.
I wanted to apologize, you know, for any insensitive material. You know, it was a long time ago, 6-7 years ago, so I'm just saying some super selfish friends. I mean, I know I've grown a lot since then. I didn't mean anything by it.
Braves clubhouse had actually closed, reopened, just so Newcomb could address the issue. Similar story for National shortstop Trey Turner. Tweets from the then 18-year-old's account surfaced Sunday night as well. He issued a statement saying there's no excuse for his insensitive and offensive language. You've had three of these now, including Josh Hader since the All-Star break.
So I guess people just search words for players' accounts and hold on to them until the player does something.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
Or maybe as the player is doing, I don't know about Trey Turner, right, but in yesterday's case, as Newcomb's, people were like, oh, let me see if I can dig up some dirt on him. I don't know if someone was sitting on it or they found it yesterday. In any event, they did find it, and he had to deal with that after the game yesterday. You guys covered the Sam Darnold situation in the Open. Jets and Darnold's agent digging in on contract language. He's already missed 3 days of practice, including the first padded practice of camp Sunday. Todd Bowles, I really can't do much about it.
I'll get an update when he runs out on the field. I mean, I'm a coach. I don't handle the money or anything like that on the business side of it. I understand it all, and I'm aware of it all, but I coach the guys that's out here, and that's all I worry about.
Only two QBs in camp right now. A lot of reps for Josh McCown and Teddy Bridgewater.
They practice once a day. A lot of reps.
Normally, you got four guys in camp.
My arm was hanging off my shoulder. Throwing about 300 passes every day.
I read yesterday morning that
days.
These two quarterbacks are struggling with the workload.
Yes.
Oh, God.
That's why I brought it up.
Oh, my God.
Why do you think I mentioned it?
Well, let me ask you this.
Three quarterbacks. I remember this specifically. Three quarterbacks in camp. And I remember going out there in the morning, like at 8:15 on the field, 9 o'clock practice would start, and you'd start with throwing, you know, comebacks and, you know, deep ins and post patterns.
Digs.
And it would just be one after the next because the wide receiver lines were like, you know, 10 on each side. And you're just throwing and throwing and throwing. And then after that practice in the morning, and by the way, there was a lot of, this sounds really stupid, two things. One, you'd always get sunburned because the sun was just boiling down on you.
That's not stupid.
And two, your arm would be hanging off because the balls were wet because of the dew or the sprinklers in the morning. And the balls would be heavy. And like you're trying to go to the coach, the ball is heavy. I feel like I'm throwing like a medicine ball. Well, get out of this. Keep throwing.
Doesn't sound very efficient.
And I used to hate ice therapy. I hated it more than anything. You can ask any doctor that I ever
is that wrapping the arm or sitting in a tub?
The whole thing. I would have to go after every practice and just stick my arm in this big tube of ice water and just leave it in there as long as I possibly could. That's how much my arm was killing me. But the next day, you'd have to do it again, and you'd have to do it again, and you'd have, there was no fatigue. There was none of this crap. I mean, oh, my God. It's like these guys, they walk through in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Afternoon practice was like goal line, you know, like where people
when it was 100 degrees.
The harder, the better. And then after that practice was gassers. Bang, bang, bang. I mean, it was just like, water breaks? Come on, what are you kidding me? I'm not saying that they shouldn't. They should.
Breaks.
All I'm saying is that what the NFLPA has negotiated costs the owners no money. It just, like, makes it easier for the players, which is fine, I guess, at the end of the day. But then everybody's so concerned about injuries. So I don't remember the injuries happening as much as they happen these days.
Boomer's message to Josh McCown, suck it up.
Suck it
pretty
up.
Pretty much, especially at this stage in your career.
You'll like Teddy Bridgewater, what he had to say.
Yeah, he never complained about the refs. You actually take advantage of them because, like he says, more work for you, extra work for you, going against a defense like the one that we have.
He's trying to win a job, and there you go. He wants
Teddy,
the reps.
That was Teddy Bridgewater.
That's Teddy Bridgewater.
Good for him, man. That's what I'm talking about. You go out there, the guy doesn't want to be here, I'll take the reps. Let's go.
Speaking of injuries, Elijah McGuire, broken foot for the Jets, surgery this week, possibly missing 3 to 6 weeks.
All right, Chris, thank you, sir.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.